السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. قال أولو كنا كارهين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, whatever is happening regarding the political news locally, globally, we are well informed. And as Muslims, we really feel the pain of the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters by oppressive rulers in different cities and countries of the world, especially in Palestine, Syria, India, etc. And whoever is sacrificing their life in protecting Masjid al-Aqsa or any Masjid Madrasa or the belongings of the Muslims, and in the way they give their life, they are being martyred. Allah has created beautiful Jannah, paradise for our martyrs, and our martyrs are enjoying themselves in Jannah. This few minutes that we have on a Friday, let's discuss an ayat of the Quran, Para 9, the first verse of Para 9, the incident of Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam. Among the famous Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu was salam mentioned in the Quran, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam is one of the famous Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam was inviting the people towards the oneness of Allah and towards those good actions that will bring the help and mercy of Allah in this world and also grant us Jannah, paradise in the Akhirah. And every Nabi had opposition, and Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam also had this proud and arrogant people in his time. And what the people of Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam told him, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. The haughty and proud chieftains of his nation, of his town in Madian, they told him, we will surely banish you, take you out of our town, O Shu'ib, and all those that brought Iman in you and brought Iman on Allah will take you out of our town, will expel you. So the threat from the enemies of Islam to expel the Muslim from their town is carrying on for many, many years, and many Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam faced those types of threats. And we know during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the early life of Makkah was very difficult, where Rasulullah was stopped making ibadat by the Kaaba in Makkah Mukarram. And while Rasulullah was making ibadat by the Haram in Makkah, when Rasulullah was reading Salah, they put the intestines of the animals on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the difficulties came so much that Allah Ta'ala ordered our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the early Muslim to migrate from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. Is a long incident. Similarly, the lesson for us to take is, We ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are not capable of facing oppressive rulers. We want ease and comfort. But if we face opposition, criticism, we must never leave the correct teachings of Islam. Ikhlas and istiqamat are such wonderful qualities of a believer that no matter what happens, we'll be regular with the Farz Salah on his prescribed time. No matter what happens, our iman on the Quran, our iman on the authentic teachings of Rasulullah must not leave us. But Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam, he made dua for his people. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Oh my Allah, you opened the truth between me and my people. Because of ignorance, they have turned against me. And they also want to take me out from my town. But he gave dua. And he made dua to Allah that Allah must give them hidayat. Our beloved Rasulullah went to Taif. And the people of Taif ill-treated him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi gave them dua. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. If they don't accept Islam, at least people from the progeny will accept Islam. And later on, the progeny of the people of Taif, they accepted Islam. And Allah used them to bring Islam in the Indo-Pak subcontinent many years ago. And today many of us whose forefathers are from the Indo-Pak, Bangladesh subcontinent, we got Islam through the efforts of Muhammad bin Qasim, who was one of the dissidents of the people of Taif. May Allah keep Iman alive in us and our progenies to come till the day of Qiyamah. The other wrongs the people of Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam were involved in, they were not honest in monetary dealings, and they used to cheat in weight and measure. Today we have electronic scales which make it very easy, those that sell goods by weight and measure, try to be honest, especially those that sell vegetables, fruits, etc. Try to give a little bit extra. And obviously the jewelry shops, they have a specialized scale to weigh jewelry, etc. And in general, in all monetary dealings, we be honest and fair. It is mentioned Mu'ta Imam Malik alayhi rahmah, famous hadith kitab, that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas mentions that Allah cast terror in the hearts of those people who are given to breaching in trust. Those that are not honest in monetary dealing, either weight in measure or the cheat, the laws of inheritance are just, laws of business are just, business in partnership also unjust. We rather give little bit extra to be protected from our deeds going away to somebody else on the day of Qiyamah. There are certain sins mentioned by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, if people carry it out, the punishment of Allah can come. That becomes widespread among the nation who exceed in adultery, zina and immorality. Barakah in sustenance is constrained for those who cheat in weight and measure. Murder and bloodshed overtakes the nation that passes unjust decisions. Those that are holding positions of arbitration or in the courts, etc. When the judge takes bribes from people, and instead of being just and fair, he looks who can give me a bigger bribe. And the decisions are made on monetary benefits of the judge. Then Allah sends azab to the town. Enemies gain the upper hand over those who break their promises and pledges. We are living in the world, sometime in business or sometime in normal circumstances. We take loan from one another. And we have sincere intention of paying their loans. But sometimes some unforeseen circumstances happen. A person had a massive robbery. You know, the looting that took place. We had the massive floods, etc. The unforeseen circumstances came. The many businesses occurred a lot of loss. But we have our intention. You tell the person, I know I'm owing you this money, but I don't have the money now. We have to look at the current monthly expenses and we have to look at our debts. Allah make it easy. Also, I will mention in this bayan the virtues of reciting the Quran. We are all human. What we read, what we listen, what we speak comes into the heart and mind. And we listen and read immoral literature. Aliyazu billah, we watch Hollywood, Bollywood films, go for music, concerts, etc. Then the desire to commit zina, adultery and sin will come in us. May Allah protect us. If we males read the Faraz Salah with Jama'ah, recite Quran, recite Zikrullah, the nur of these good actions will motivate us to abstain from sins and gunas. In Para 11 Surah Yunus, the virtues of the Quran is mentioned. A'uzu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم فشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Ayat number 57 and 58 in Para 11 Surah Yunus. Allah Ta'ala says, O people, indeed an advice has come to you from Allah. The Quran was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah SAW over a period of 23 years via the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah will protect the Quran. We are plus minus 1445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah SAW. The Quran is in its original form today. And the Quran, a cure for what is in our chest, a guidance and mercy to the believers. And say to the people, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, with the grace of Allah and His mercy, with this you should rejoice. It is better than what they accumulate. A person that is given the knowledge of the Quran, especially the Hufaz of the Quran, the ulama that 6-7 hours of the day they are learning and teaching the Quran, and they are the servants that are chosen by Allah, and the knowledge of the Quran is more valuable than all the richness of the world. A person can be a multi-millionaire, got big bank balances, owning shares in big massive companies, but the benefit of those things will remain till the world. The moment a person dies, all his wealth and belonging can remain behind. But the knowledge of the Quran, what his students learn and they're passing on to others, the reward will continue on the ustads, on the parents, and all those that were instrumental in establishing masjid, madrasas, comes to afternoon maktab madrasas, full-time Hifzul Quran classes. And Allah reward those ulama who laid these foundations. And today also we got little Islam and little knowledge of the Quran through the sacrifices of our pious predecessors. Now coming back to the people of Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala sent different types of punishment to the proud and arrogant people. A severe earthquake and a natural disaster afflicted them, that they were killed instantly and lying down flat on the ground. And after that azab came, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam spoke to them that this is the result of your pride and arrogance. May Allah protect us. And during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sabr, the 10-11 years of Makkah, migrated to Medina, then the Ghazwa Badr took place, where a physical combat, and Allah gave victory to the early Muslims, not because of the arms, but because of their piety, the reading the Faraz Salah on his prescribed time, and abstaining from major sins. And Allah says in the Quran, استستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين. When our beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba were engaged in zikr, dua, tahajjud, nafil salah and faras salah, Allah sent angels to assist. Today also, we create that environment of piety, shun them, Hollywood and Bollywood films, make tawbah from zina and homosexuality and lesbianism, make tawbah from listening to music, and see how the help of Allah Ta'ala will come to us today also. I'll mention some hadith of Rasulullah SAW regarding the virtues of Quran. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلم. The best among us are those that learn the Quran and teaches it. In mentioning Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 5027. Another hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. Mentioning Abu Dawud Sharif, hadith number 1446. A person that is a hafiz al-Quran and he recites the Quran morning and evening, it will be told to him in the Akhirah, recite the verses of the Quran, and each ayat you read, elevate your stays in Jannah, paradise, Allah will give it. But very, very important, we also abstain from the haram, and we practice on the teachings of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing.